Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, Evan Abrams with us, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. Evan, how are you, man? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, doing well. Listen, good win last night, but unfortunate circumstances for the Browns.
Yes. I know there were odds that came out in Vegas today about Myles Garrett playing week one and all this stuff. Such a disappointment because the Browns have had two pretty solid wins in a row over Buffalo and Pittsburgh, and to have this mar the whole thing is unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that really hurts there, I mean, their playoff chances, according to our simulations, literally doubled, 11.4% to 20%. And the schedule going forward, they're -9.5 against Miami next week. They still have Cincinnati twice, Arizona once. But, you know, you lose Garrett, you know, fourth most pressures at his position. He's dominant. And, was a candidate for defensive player of the year. And Baker's been playing really well. 5 touchdowns, no picks. And also playing in his last 3 games, also playing, you know, pretty damn good defense. 4th, 9th, and 12th in pass defense, according to DVOA. So he's been playing well lately.
How many games do you think the Browns will end up winning? If you had to
It's interesting.
Guess.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so according to our projections as well, they had a projected 7.04 wins this season heading into last night, now up to 7.57. I think 8, you know, I like the expectations there. I think they get a few more wins. They should beat Miami and make it 3 in a row. So I think 7 or 8 is probably the area.
Evan Abrams of the Action Network with us. All right, Evan, let's get to some games this weekend. Let's talk about, there's a big game involving the first place team in the AFC North. And that's the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens with another tough challenge this week, playing the Houston Texans. Texans coming off a bye, Ravens at home, -4. I know the teams that come back, even off a bye from England, have not done well against the spread. What do you make of this game?
Yeah, and the markets are absolutely on flip on this one. So it's 53% Baltimore tickets, 51% Houston money. And it's the second most tickets of any game on the board. So right now, getting bet a ton, and bettors are getting money both ways. When the way I'm looking at this game is I kind of like Baltimore. Listen, Bill O'Brien's faced 3 teams this late into the season who have averaged 30 points per game. The Ravens have been so good in that spot. In those 3 games, he's only scored 23 total points. Total points. Houston has not lived up to the expectations in these type of games. So I think Baltimore should get their run on. I think they should do the job again. 4 points isn't great. I'd love the 3.5 since 4 is a key number, but I think I have to roll with the Ravens in this one.
About this Dallas and Detroit game, you know, Matt Stafford continues to be doubtful, I believe, for this game, and I see the line as 6.5 or 6, depending on where you look. And I like Dallas in this spot. I like them to bounce back this week. Where do you lie?
Yeah, the market only opened pretty much this morning when we found out there'd be no Stafford and there would be Driscoll. It's the most public play on the board, 88% of the early tickets sitting on Dallas. I expect that to stay above 80%. Everyone's going to be backing the Cowboys, especially, listen, 5.8 yards per attempt against Chicago. And in this spot, Garrett usually gets the job done. He's 17-5 straight up on the road as a field goal favorite. So this is a good position for him. He's done well here. And Detroit's run defense, awful. 28th in run defense, according to Pro Football Focus. 25th in pass defense against running backs. I think Zeke has a day. I'd probably look at some props there. I think that's the right move. It's getting to a zone where it's hard to back Dallas at like 6 or 7 points, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. Evan Abrams with us from the Action Network. Evan, all right, so I know we talk a little college football, not a ton. We talk mostly pro, but Ohio State favored by 52.5. I think they could score 100 in this game. I don't know if they will. How could anybody take Rutgers with the points, even though it's 52.5?
So The funny thing is, so right now, of any college game, they're getting – so Ohio State at 52.5 is getting 79% of the tickets. All right? It's the fourth biggest public play of all 45 college games on Saturday. So not only are people lining up to take it, but there's a lot of tickets on the game as well. So people are actually backing the Buckeyes here. And if Rutgers somehow pulls it off, I don't know if you saw this, but South Point in Vegas had the money line up, opened it at 2,000-1, basically moved it all the way down to 200-1. They've got almost $500,000 in liability there. So it's a big betting story this weekend. And listen, no team in the last 30 years has been a 50-point favorite on the road. So this is, you know, this is completely different. The different distances, guys.
Can you bet on whether – I mean, you can bet on everything, right? Can you bet on whether Rutgers can score or not? Like, will they score a point?
Yeah, I think there might be some props out there.
Well,
there's a team –
I don't mean to cut you off, Evan. My bad. The team
yeah.
total –
No, yeah. I mean, I think the interesting thing is I could look it up if I have. I don't know if I have time here right now. But, no. The one thing that might be interesting is the team total on Rutgers, you know, might be something up there, like, you know, 6.5.
It's 3.5, Evan.
There you go. But listen, I think it's the thing that really hits me is all the tickets the game's getting, all the bets the game's getting. Not only is it a novelty, but people are putting their money on the line.
It's true. It's going to be interesting. All right, Evan, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
No, thanks a lot, guys.
You got
thanks,
it. Evan Abrams of the Action Network with us, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.